Six Nations Child and Family Wellbeing Task Force had its terms of reference approved by Six Nations Elected Council earlier this week. The task force, originally assembled in May of 2020, was implemented to bring together key stakeholders across Six Nations to look at legislation and work in unity aiming towards healing and well-being for the community. The task force stated that their goal is to develop Six Nations' own guidelines, standards, and definitions using Six Nations-specific principles and values to improve outcomes and continuity of care and service across the Six Nations community. Shelly Hatchie from the Child and Family Wellbeing Task Force shared the group's mission statement with council.
The Child and Family Wellbeing Task Force mission is to work collaboratively with Six Nations of the Grand River governance, administration, and the community in an effort to share information and decision-making responsibilities, to make service delivery specific to Six Nations of the Grand River culture and values. The task force allows for accountability, collaboration, and consistency from Six Nations leadership, community, and governing bodies who are responsible for the well-being of Six Nations of the Grand River families and children.
Hatchie then went on to talk about the different organizations within the community that the group hopes to work with.
We have invited all leadership across Six Nations to join and be a part of the task force. We have met we've had five official meetings, but we have also one of the foundational principles of the task force is that there's equal opportunity to participate. So whenever there is leadership who cannot attend, we re-host the same meeting again to make sure that everybody has all of the right information.
She also spoke on the importance of different community agencies collaborating with each other to support the community.
We know that there's been a lot of really great relationship and collaboration between agencies already on Six Nations, and we want to move that forward or continue that momentum and continue building those relationships across agencies.
Hatchie detailed the timeline that the task force will adhere to following its terms of reference being approved.
We definitely wanted to keep the momentum going, and we were meeting quite regularly before the holidays. Unfortunately, there was a lot of outside circumstances that made it a little difficult, and then the holidays. But we're hoping, you know, after the approval of the terms of reference, that we can get back into it in the new year. We'd like to do the meetings biweekly to support, as I said, that momentum and keeping things going. Myself and Charity facilitate, and we will bring updates to Chief and Council as required or as needed or monthly. I think we wanted to have a monthly standing update. We also would bring in terms, if we were working on something specific in terms of the subcommittees, then whichever leadership was leading that, maybe they could come and give an update as well.
Councillor Helen Miller spoke on the troubles that have plagued other task forces in the past with Six Nations and her hopes that council can keep the group accountable for their work.
Well, I think Shelley hit the nail right on the head when she said prior to the holidays, they were having regular meetings, but after the holidays, it sounds like they're having a hard time to meet. And that's usually what happens to our task forces. They all gung-ho at the beginning, and then it kind of dies out. People quit coming, or they don't show up, and then task force kind of dwindles down. And first thing you know, we don't have a task force to work. So we got to figure some way to make sure that everybody stays involved. Council, our administration, I guess Darren, has to make sure that everybody stays involved on this and attends all of the meetings and does all the work that's required, because there's a lot of work required if you listen to her subcommittees.
Chief Mark Hill spoke on the need for this task force and his hopes to have the group get underway with its projects.
You know, there's been so much, a lot of really traumatic events, you know, a lot of really sad times. And I think that's something that as a community, you know, we have to come together and figure out, what is that best way forward in terms of, you know, our healing path and making sure that we're accountable across the board. And so I too agree. I think it's really well done. I think the terms of reference reflect exactly with what you've given over your high level overview and really just excited to get started. We have to Helen's point, have to bring back that excitement and make sure that excitement stays ongoing and consistent.
Six Nations Elected Council approved the terms of reference for the Child and Family Wellbeing Task Force, and the group will be holding a youth conference on March 17th to 19th at the Gathering Place by the Grand for Six Nations youth to attend.